family members of professional athletes. And Mike, here's the thing. After what happened last night with Giannis Antetokounmpo and the father of Tyrese Halliburton, we talked about it earlier. It became a big debate on Inside the NBA. And here's the deal. If you missed this, Shaq was basically saying his dad is always on the court, which basically gives him the right to always be on the court because he's established himself to being a guy that whether they win or lose, hey, that's Tyrese's dad. That's John Halliburton. He's on the court. I don't know if you guys have seen Ja Morant's dad. He's right there on the court a lot, okay? And there are other players who have family members. But, Mike, does this make it right? And when we talk about, you know, what's the limit? What's acceptable when, whether it's a family member or just a fan? Because, guys, I've seen fans on the floor, Mike, do stuff like this. And I'm like, what are they doing?
Remember we had that sexy cougar from Buckhead that was just sitting sideline at the
LeBron?
At State Farm getting it with LeBron a couple years ago. I mean, there's just things you can, like, you want to talk some trash. It's funny. Now, some of these guys have rabbit ears. We had a situation in Boston. We didn't talk about it because there's nothing to talk about. It's just a maniac fan was heckling somebody about his suicide attempt. Was it Cleveland or was it Boston? Austin Day-Day, but I'll give you the name. But you had a fan, it was getting on a player that opened up about dealing with depression, and that's, there's no place for that, obviously. And there was no place for one of these wannabe helicopter dads, because that's what Halliburton's dad is. I know your kids made it to the show, you get VIP parking, you get to come in through the club level, so what? That's Nobody's right. there to see you.
That's right.
So sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
Sit down, shut up.
but here's the thing, though. Like, this is not acceptable, but we're acting as if it is. And by the way, Rick Carlisle, who coaches the Pacers, he said on the morning show that he goes on up there, I think it's the Fan Morning Show up there in Indianapolis, he said, I spoke with John Halliburton last night. A lot of people in the organization did. He was very contrite about how and what happened. Obviously, he got caught up in the moment last night, addressing it, apologizing to Giannis, apologizing to the Bucks. He says, we all love our children, and we embrace all their great moments. Yeah, but there's a line. And that's the part, Mike. Like, that, to me, that's a cop-out when you say, yeah, but that gives him the reason to be in Giannis's face. You're forehead-to-forehead with Giannis?
Then go down the tunnel and you go celebrate with your son in the hallway.
There it is.
There's no place. Dude, nobody's there to see you. Your son is the one who's made the account. Yes, you made the sacrifices, the long road trips, the AAU and all that stuff. We get it. But yeah, your journey ends right there at the sideline, okay? You know, you've got a great niche with your son and the access you've got, but you got no place being on the floor.
Yeah, look, come on. It doesn't matter what we're talking about here, whether it is softball, dance, and let me tell you something. We did that for about 6 years. And these dance moms, y'all seen the documentaries?
Yep.
If you haven't, you can just watch and you're gonna be blown away. It's real. Like the competition, the involvement, the over-involvement of some of these moms is incredible.
Right.
And I'm just simply saying, guys, this don't start now. This has probably been going on, and this is how this perpetuates itself when these parents overstep, y'all know who you are, and y'all get involved to the point where now you think you deserve to be on the field when your son scores a touchdown, or you need to be on the court when they hit a game winner. That is overstepping, and I don't see how anybody could see it any other way.
I mean, we just saw the shooter Sanders. Like, I'm a Deion fan. I get it. And his style is so over the top for some. It's crazy. Then we met Jalen Walker today, whose dad, you know, coached at Catawba College for years up there in North Carolina, and the kid is just so humble and so professional. Like I said, it's almost like talking to a CEO. You know, and it just makes you feel so good. As we said, if you're a Georgia Bulldog, you got to feel so good about your program. You know, and obviously they've taken some lumps with some of the off the field stuff behind the wheel, but I mean this. This is a guy who's going to represent the program, and now he's going to be a Falcon, hopefully forever, you know, at least 10 years in his career in the NFL. You got to be stoked. By the way, Day-Day found the name, Carl. We're just talking about inappropriate behavior. This is outside the lines. It was Jaren Duran from the Red Sox. He admitted in an interview and discussed that he had been dealing with depression, and there was a suicide attempt. So somebody said something that was incredibly inappropriate in the stands behind first base after he grounded out, and then basically went over and said, you know, and rightly so, said, get that guy out of here.
Yeah, yeah. I want you to hear real quick, Big O, while we're talking about this, because this is one of those things that's just like everybody has an opinion on it, and rightfully so. Tyrese Halliburton, by the way, he talked about his dad and the altercation with Giannis. This happened on the floor right after Halliburton hits the game winner, and your dad's, this is what we blank and do. This is what we do. This is what we blank and blank, blank, blank do. Come on, man. In my face?
You playing point guard? you take, are you the one that made the up and – you the one that beat Giannis at a rap? I mean, get out of here. I mean, look – We've all seen it. Carl just talked about it. I'll never, ever, for a million, you give me $1 million right now cash, I'm never coaching Little League again. Bo Johnson, who you hear producing and engineering on middays, and dude, the crap you have to deal with. No way, no how.
It's nonstop.
I've got a good friend who coached Little League here in Buckhead at Chastain. No, forget about
it. It's nonstop.
It's the most thankless, just relentless job because some of these parents are so out of whack. I mean, and now, I mean, what you, your kid's not that good, so he's got to go have Tommy John surgery so we can make the JV? I mean, some of these parents are delusional.
Here, and I'm just telling you, like, this is what I – thank you, Dad, looking up. Because my dad would just be like, you're not that good yet. It's okay to tell your kids you're not. Right. See, but the people are afraid to do that.
Right, right, right.
My dad would be like, I'd be like, Dad, what do you think? You're not that good yet. Just keep working. Okay, give me some motivation, but you know what? Keep it real with me and don't make me feel like I'm the best kid on the field and therefore you're screaming in the stands, he needs to be playing more. He needs to be out there. Right. For what?
No, my high school team went really far in states and county. We had a bunch of guys. You met Richie, played for the Cardinals in the organization. We had a lot of guys that got good looks in colleges, and I wasn't getting those good looks. I only got like some really small schools in upstate New York. My dad, one time, we're hanging out. He's like, dude, he goes, didn't say dude, but he said, you know, he goes, hey, he goes, you're a better hockey player than you're a baseball player. That's your chance. If you're going to get any kind of scholarship, it's going to be in hockey. It's not going to come in baseball. It's facts. You know, I didn't cry. You know, yeah, we all want to grow up and play for the Braves and be that guy, but you know, the dream dies hard for some, but it's cool to have that reality check in your life,
too. And by the way, let me tell your parents this, too, because y'all know who you are. Parents talk to each other, and they're like, y'all know he's not that good. Like, you're talking about somebody else's kid, and yet you're afraid to tell your own kid, like, you need some more work.
Right.
It's okay. And yet you're still out there. He needs to play more. Day-Day, where you at on this, man?
Well, it's one of the reasons why I was glad my oldest son, when COVID hit, our park that he played football at shut down, and he had to go to a different park, and I no longer had to be his coach because right. I wanted him to get away. He was getting to the age of daddy ball conversations.
Oh, boy.
And so I was like, the best thing for you to do is any position, any sport you play, if you want it, you got to go out there and get it. And granted, at the time, he was only like 8 or 9, but to this day, everything he's gotten, he's earned it, and it has nothing to do with
it. And he's going
to
feel better about it.
And he will. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, these parents, unfortunately, some of them are living through their kids.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, that's the vicarious thrill. You know, we've seen it with anything from those, you know, the moms that are, you know, hanging around gymnastics or beauty by that beauty pageant thing is his own subculture that's just bizarro world. But you're right. I mean, some of these folks, you know, you got to let the kid breathe and not be that helicopter parent. You know, John Smoltz talks about it all the time. The over specialization of sports, let your kid experience as many. Now, unfortunately, a lot of folks and parents will call in right now and say, nope. If you want your kid to get that scholarship, he's got to be baseball or whatever his area of expertise is. He's got to play travel ball and basketball all year. Can you imagine? It would be like eating spinach when you were a kid, right?
Well, listen,
it's almost like you'd be turned off from the sport.
The thing that I hear from parents that are doing this, and I don't know if your boys are that age yet, but it's expensive, man.
Very, very expensive.
And it's not that investment, Mike, is part of why the parents sometimes feel the way they do is because they've spent all this money to get the kid
right.
in all of these activities and a travel ball and all this stuff. And then you say, well, he better be playing because I paid all this money.
Yeah, just got a hotel room, just spent $3,000. Exactly.
Well, what they should be doing, a lot of these parents, is instead of investing in these travel teams, they should be investing in the training to get to a level of where you can get some looks. And stop. Everything doesn't have to be D1. Stop thinking D1 is the answer.
Rusty Manziel, if you listen on the Steakhouse, and Rusty's told us some stories, you know, where literally you've got a kid who's he can't win the starting job at a school. You're really gonna uproot. You're gonna move to another or find a way to get this kid to another school. I mean, you see this all the time.
Yes.
And when you think about the percentage that gets a scholarship, let alone the percentage that's going to make it to, you know, to the NFL, forget about it, man. Get a reality check.
Yeah, they do it all the time. You guys can chime in, 404-726-0929. This is all on the heels of what Tyrese Halliburton's dad did last night, altercation with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And again, nobody threw blows, but it was just completely disrespectful.
There's no reason for you to be on. Your son just accomplished. Go celebrate with your son. And by the way, is there any other city? I think there's everybody who's in the NBA now thinks, oh, we can get Giannis. Because I think I said it to you the other day on the radio. Man, everybody just feels like it's run. The string has been played out in Milwaukee.
No, it's done.
But I mean, it's funny, though, because every city has got an NBA columnist, has got a column on how we could get Giannis. I mean, brother, could you imagine a wrestler going in and making that kind of commitment? Trade whatever you could. Imagine Trey paired with Giannis.
It'd be great.
We wouldn't have any team left, but if we go find some other guys, everything to get it.
But you know, again, if you want to move the needle, that's the kind of deal that you might have to pull, unless you just feel like the young guys that we have are going to turn the page and be difference makers.